This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
In San Diego, well, we may not be thrilled, to say the least. Let's get to Rico topic number five, and that is AJ Minter and Dednil Nunez could start the year on the injured list? Yeah, Tim Britton had a pretty good article. Tim Healy or Tim Britton? Jesus, man, they get the athletic guy. Tim Britton had an article in The Athletic detailing a lot of interesting scenarios with the Met roster. And one was the idea that AJ Minter and Dednil Nunez could very well start the season on the injured list. Let's take this one by one. AJ Minter starting the year on the injured list would be A, I'd be surprised, and B, would be a massive disappointment considering Minter's pitching. He's going out there and he's throwing. Now, he did not look good on Wednesday night against the Astros. He gave up a home run. It was his worst spring training outing. Assuming he doesn't feel bad, assuming there isn't any kind of physical issue, AJ Minter, to me, is already throwing enough to where he should be ready for the start of the season. So I would be disappointed if we get the news that AJ Minter is starting the year on the IL. Now, let me get to Dednil Nunez, because I think that's a very different situation and a very delicate situation. So Dednil Nunez finally got into a game a couple of days ago in spring training, and he looked great. He didn't miss a beat. He was throwing 97. He had that swing and miss stuff. It was everything we remembered about Nunez before he got hurt. But I'm going to make the case right now on why he should start the year on the injured list. Carlos Mendoza has already admitted that they need to handle him with care, that he will not pitch multiple innings this year. Well, if you remember, Dednil Nunez pitched multiple innings a lot last year. That was a part of what made him such a great weapon. But okay, I'm not arguing. The Mets were obviously very concerned physically with him. So one rule, we'll call these the Dednil rules. It's like bringing back the Jabba rules all these years later. Rule number one is he won't pitch multiple innings. Okay, I think we all accept that. Rule number two is they are not going to pitch him on back-to-back days for a while. I would guess, based on how they're going to handle him, and this may be outlandish, I don't think he's going to pitch in back-to-back games for a few months. And hopefully we get to the point where he's healthy and the Mets are confident enough in his health and he is pitching in back-to-back games. But as of right now, the idea that he's going to make the team, not pitch in back-to-back games, and oh, by the way, it's not like the back-to-back rule is like the Lugo rules from a few years ago, where, well, he just went out and pitched 2 1/3 innings. Of course you're not bringing him back on a back-to-back, similar to Jose Buto. He's only getting 3 outs. So the reason why I would want to put him on the injured list to work his way back is I think early in the season, when you're not getting a lot of innings out of your starters, and clearly that's going to be the case. That's everywhere in baseball. Watch that Cub-Dodger series. The same thing will happen with the Mets. They're not pushing their starters to where guys are even throwing 90 pitches. I'd be surprised. I think we're looking at 70s and 80s, especially the first couple of turns around. So you're not getting a lot out of your starters, and now you're sort of handicapped with a reliever who you're being very careful with, can't pitch on back-to-back days, and can't pitch more than one inning. So my attitude would be, put him on the injured list. Extended spring training, let him continue to work his way back. And then as you are more confident in him, but also more confident that your starters are now a few turns around and may go deeper into games, then I think you activate him. So I will not be upset if Nunez is on the IL. I would just assume everything I said resonates with the Mets, because no back-to-back days, no multiple innings. Your starters aren't going to go deep into games in all likelihood because it's early in the season. I mean, you need a couple of guys in your bullpen that can go deep. You need a couple of guys in your bullpen that can get more than three outs. And I'm not just talking about a long reliever like a Paul Blackburn. So Minter, I'd be disappointed about. Nunez, I understand, if not endorse.
Could I ask what the AJ Minter is kind of weird? Because like you said, he has pitched a little bit enough that, like, I mean, are these considered rehab starts for him? Is it extended rehab? How does this work?
What do you mean? Like, why would AJ Minter start the year on the injured list?
Yeah, because you can't. Are they going to come up with like a, you know, ridiculous, like, oh, he,
careful?
You know, yeah. he pulled his back randomly. You know, are they going to come up with something that's nonsense?
No, I don't think that's nonsense when you just deem a guy not ready. I think it's different when you're coming out of spring training and you're coming off an injury. Like, Dednell Nunez and AJ Minter are coming off injuries. They're both obviously pitching. And remember, you can backdate these IL stints. I think the number when you start the season is 5 days of spring training. So if you go on the 15-day IL, which is the number for pitchers, 10 days into the year, you can activate them, which is not, you know, that late into the season. But no, I don't think you have to worry about it being a fake injury because there's a real injury. AJ Minter had hip surgery during the offseason. Minter, I'd be surprised about. I respect Tim Healy's reporting, or Tim Britton's reporting. Tim Britton's reporting. I apologize to the Tims. They're both excellent.
They're both great guys. They're awesome.
It's nothing personal. Ah, yes.